Experts from Australia's prawn industry are trying to find out how white spot disease entered Australian waters last year, destroying farms in southeast Queensland. Imported green prawns are one suspected source, and a Senate inquiry is underway in Brisbane into that biosecurity risk. Meanwhile, the federal government is considering a $36 million levy to help prawn farmers get back on their feet. Catherine Gregory reports.
Months of anger and frustration is reaching boiling point. The Australian Prawn Farmers Association says biosecurity must take responsibility for letting in the white spot prawn disease, which has wiped out at least six prawn farms along the Logan River, south of Brisbane.
I've ridden the emotional roller coaster with my farms. I've watched the despair, desperation, frustration, anger, heartache and tears, and had quite a few myself. And why? All because of an exotic disease our industry in Australia did not have and through no fault of their own has wiped out the Logan farms.
The Association's Executive Officer Helen Jenkins is voicing these concerns at a federal Senate inquiry into the biosecurity risks associated with importing seafood products. Since the outbreak of white spot in December last year, the prawn industry has been adamant that imported green uncooked prawns used by recreational fishers as bait is to blame.
In this instance, biosecurity officials have put prosecution ahead of industry and the environment and have not alerted anyone to the extent of non-compliance at the border, which in all likelihood has been going on for more than 12 months. Based on the Senate Estimates testimony from 28th of February, my members have been the victims of corruption, incompetent inspectors and deliberate non-compliance of importers, where it appears that more than half the importers have been doing the wrong thing. So Biosecurity Australia must have known about the increase biosecurity risk in March 2016.
Biosecurity has not confirmed the disease came from imported uncooked green prawns, but the association says it has an overwhelming body of evidence supporting the assertion that raw prawns from countries like Vietnam are the source of the infection. Nick Moore is the general manager of Gold Coast Marine Aquaculture. His farm has been wiped out and he's lost $15 million worth of prawns.
When it's Australia hangs its hat and shouts from flagpoles on what a great biosecure country we are and how we look after our farmers and whatever else, I hope that something like this proves that we don't, that we haven't, and that we need to, because because the failures in our quarantine, we've got so many prawns at the moment testing positive to an exotic disease in Australia in supermarkets and other retailers, that it's obviously we've got a serious issue in our biosecurity.
But Mr Moore does welcome a proposed financial levy, which would be jointly funded by the prawn industry and state, territory and federal governments. Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce announced the scheme on the weekend and says the $36 million fund would act as insurance for farmers and the government against stock losses, clean-ups and eradication of the disease. The Prawn Farmers Association estimate $40 million worth in losses so far. Director of Marketing Warren Lewis says the impact on farmers and retailers is exacerbated by people in Queensland buying less prawns.
It is perfectly safe to eat the Australian prawns, and the white spot has absolutely no impact on it, let alone there is none of the white spot from Australian prawns in the marketplace. It does appear to have affected the guys, particularly the wild catch fishermen, which is concerning.
Mr Lewis assures prawn lovers in all parts of Australia that there will be no shortage of them over Easter. But he says supply could get tighter throughout the year, although consumers' pockets probably won't be affected.
Catherine Gregory reporting.